Mr. Joel Fry's special board meeting. There are six board members present and one board member absent. One board member is pending, and she just sent a note. She's ready a few minutes late. The purpose of this meeting for entering into closed session are the purchase or lease of real property or the use of the public body, including meetings held for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired, the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
I make a motion that we go into closed sessions for the reasons articulated by the chair.
So, motion to go into closed session was by, offered by John, and second by Jim, and we'll be going into closed session. We have a vote. Roll call.
Mr. McDonough?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mrs. Stiffen?
Yes.
Mr. Bloom?
Yes.
Mrs. Dr. Harrell?
Yes.
So, we are going into closed session. We are resuming the open session of our meeting. We've been in closed session since 7:10. And we will resume our meeting, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
We can all rise.
There's one name on the list, and I'd like to remind everyone that although we won't respond, we are definitely listening, and when whoever comes up, the speaker would state their name and address and limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. So the first listed public speaker is Edgar Powell. Followed, so you did meet the minimum requirements, but you
at the meeting that people don't really attend. So that's one concern that I have. Second concern is the agenda implied that we should be here at around 7:30 so that we can listen to the open session meeting. Obviously, it's much later than 7:30. It's now 10:20, it seems. I am concerned about the lateness of the hour, but I also appreciate that you might have had several topics to discuss during the closed session tonight. I guess one recommendation that I have for the future is if you have a lot to discuss during closed session, you can just have the closed meeting only and then defer the open session discussion to a future meeting where everyone can come at a more convenient time. So that's all the comments I have. Like I said, I was just trying to keep it brief during the late hour. I appreciate all the work that you have done so far, and I also appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight. So thank you. Have a good evening. Have a good night, actually.
Thank you. There are no other speakers on our list. Is there anyone else that has a public comment? Seeing that, we will move forward. I was just trying to get some clarification on this process. Moving forward, is there any open discussion on the comprehensive site facility acquisition, development, and financing agreement? All right. Seeing there's none, we'll move forward. Item number 6, which was the superintendent's agenda. Action on comprehensive site facility acquisition development and financial agreement. We are pulling that item. Upcoming meetings. Our next scheduled meeting is a special board meeting for Wednesday, August 8th. And we have a regular board meeting for Tuesday, August 14th. And the following regular board meeting for Tuesday, August 28th. Are there any board comments or updates?
Just on the scheduling, we're trying to figure a date for a policy committee meeting to go through a couple of press updates, but we haven't got that time scheduled yet among the committee members, and that should be posted very shortly, though.
So, Don, your point is that there's a meeting being scheduled that hasn't been confirmed with all of the board committee members, and that's why it's not being announced here. As soon as it gets scheduled and confirmed, it will be.
As soon as we decide on a date, then we'll publish it, but it is going to come up in the approximate time frame of the